From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday, and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city would not be intimidated.
We have been tested before as a city very near the site of today's tragedy, and New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said Tuesday he harshly criticized an election rerun in which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner. Odinga said it should be scrapped in favor of yet another vote and that the opposition would continue to protest in the streets.
To cut short the long story of a sham and fraudulent exercise, we reiterate that this election must not stand.
The opposition leader, who boycotted the October 26 vote, hinted that his supporters could appeal to the nation's highest court to nullify a presidential election for the second time since August. Syrians hoping to return home to Raqqa now face another threat now that the city has been liberated from the clutches of the Islamic State terror group. They're being told to wait indefinitely. Coalition officials say the problem comes from potentially thousands of improvised explosive devices and booby traps littered across the city, some already taking a toll. Aid groups estimate that over 200,000 or so people fled Raqqa since efforts to retake the city gained steam. This is VOA News. Removed Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont gave a press conference in Brussels just days after Madrid quashed his declaration of independence. Jacob Greaves has more.
Some members of the government traveled to Brussels with me as the legitimate president to make the European institutions aware of the Catalan problem and to denounce here the politicization of Spanish justice, the absence of impartiality.
Here, Puigdemont said he was not seeking asylum in Belgium, putting to bed widespread speculation. But he's still chosen a Flemish lawyer with history fighting extradition cases against Spain.
Spain's prosecutor has called for charges of rebellion to be laid against Puigdemont. That could mean up to 30 years in prison. Beijing and Seoul have agreed to work swiftly to get relations back on track following a year-long standoff over the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system in South Korea, which is known by the name THAAD. Samantha Vadas explains how that rift began.
The THAAD setup in South Korea has infuriated Beijing, which claims its powerful radar could be used to spy on China. But Seoul and Washington insist the system will only be used to protect the South from a potential rocket from Kim Jong-un. Last year's rollout of THAAD in the South triggered a heavy diplomatic spat between Beijing and Seoul, and for the past 12 months, China has been on a mission to punish its neighbour, cutting off businesses and cultural links and crippling several South Korean companies operating on its turf.
China did say on Tuesday that it respects South Korea's security needs. Seoul also announced at the same time President Xi Jinping and Moon Jae-in will meet one-on-one on the sidelines of next month's APEC summit, where North Korea will be top of the agenda. Monday's allegations and disclosure of the George Papadopoulos guilty plea have left Washington speculating where Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is heading next. Legal experts expect more charges to be filed as Papadopoulos pleaded guilty. One of Mueller's prosecutors said that his case was only a small part of a much larger investigation. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that they believe that the investigation will wrap up soon. Thousands of drivers from Uber and cabbies faced off in Brazil's capital Tuesday as the Senate considered imposing new regulations that the ride-sharing app said would sink its business in the second-largest market worldwide. In the latest threat to Uber's global business, senators began debating a bill passed by the Congress's lower house in April that would require municipal governments to regulate ride-sharing apps. Outside, police used pepper spray and formed a human cordon to separate thousands of drivers on both sides. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.